our interviews would push us a little bit over, so we're not actually, unfortunately, going to be able to play those for you here. But if you would like to listen to those have been posted on our website, mscsports.net, and just go to audio, and you can hear our interviews with both head coach John Thomas of Nemaha Central and Nick Evans of Centralia. But getting ready for the boys' game coming up here in just a little bit, kind of setting the scene. This is the sixth consecutive year that these two teams have squared off. Nemaha Central has won four of those five meetings. Last year, it was a battle to the buzzer, with Centralia winning 42-39 with Trenton Talley. It wasn't Trenton Talley, believe it or not, that led the way. Kind of struggled a little bit in that game. It was actually in that game. I'm trying to find it here. Paxton Bowers, he had 14 points. He led the way in scoring. Gavin Kane led the way for Nemaha Central. Senior last year, he had 11 in that contest. Nemaha Central, 10-13 a year ago.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Boutique Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on high-end and true value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online highandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. High and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KMZA.
If you're ready for some Trillium Nemo. Using a lot of scoring, but they do bring back Hanson.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, getting you ready for Nemaha Central in Centralia. Should be a good one here. It certainly was last year. Final score was 42-39. And in that game, it actually was a game-winning three-pointer towards the end of the contest. by Paxton Bowers with less than a minute left to give the Panthers a victory late. The Thunder had a chance to win it, but it was off the backboard, a shot by Gaffney straight away. Of course, a senior last year, not on the team this year. What a career he had with the Thunder. Is this is a Nemaha Central team that is hoping to have some players step up this year. Kobe Free, as mentioned, being one of them. He is going to be starting tonight. We'll get our starters here in just a little bit. Kobe Free and Abe Hilbert provide a lot of size for the Thunder, but head coach John Thomas in an interview said he has a lot of faith in his guards as well, even though they might have, he said that they will likely try to get some shots going inside the paint and then kind of branch their offense out from there. So we will see how that shapes out. And as for Centralia, kind of on the smaller side, but they have even consistent height right on. As we get this one ready for Nemaha Central and Centralia, Nemaha Central is in the white on white with the black letters numbers with the orange accents. And as for Nemaha Central, they have Let's get to our starting lineup. On both teams. So the 6'8" junior, Abe Hilbert, or making part of Kobe Free, will tip and he loses. No, he gets it. It was into the hands momentarily of Centralia, but it's won by the Thunder. We are underway. Here's Trent Thomas with it. Top of the key on the near side wing for Cooper Kramer. And no dribbles yet here in this possession. Now putting on the floor is Evan Olberding. Gets past the defender. The pass deflected, loose, but he gets it back. Nice dish. Inside Abe Hilbert, and he lays it up and in. The All-State selection is on the board first for the Thunder. Far side wing catch from Maverick Becker. What a year he had as the team's running back in football. Here's a lob inside to Brett Heidemann. Pass outside is deflected. And last touch by Cooper Kramer, who deflected that ball. A lot of speed for both teams. Liking to push the tempo, especially with fresh legs. Inbound near side corner. Heidemann puts on the floor and kicks it out. Becker has it with 7:12 to go in the first quarter. First possession of the ball game for Centralia. Pass fake Bowers. Gives it back to Heidemann. With it for the first time is Reese tanking. Three ball on the way. No good. Just to the left of the top of the arc. Off of the Two free throws coming up here for Brett Heidemann. You saw Centralia struggle from the free throw line on the girls' side, and this one is no good on the first free throw attempt for the boys' side. 6:41 to go, opening quarter, 2-0 Nemaha Central. Second free throw on the way for the Centralia big, and it's good, making it 2-1. Half court, full man, actually half court, man-to-man is what I meant to say. Pass to the far side for Trent Thomas. Puts on the floor, dribbling to the wing. High post catch by Hilbert. Gives it back out. Far side wing to Cooper Kramer. Top of the key catch for Olberding. Pass near side. Will be free from the perimeter. Bounce pass. Top of the key Thomas. Bringing on Becker. Spin move to the inside. Nice done. He has nice paint time. How about Trent Thomas? He really stepped up his game towards the end of last year. One of the big reasons this team was able to surge to the sub-state championship. Their guard play was able to kind of pick up their slack as the foul was committed by Matt Becker. That free throw is good. 5-1 now our score. Faber and Nemaha Central, 6:06 left to go first quarter. Becker with a catch, far side wing. Now top of the key catch, Bowers, near side on the wing. After Oliver had it for a split second, underneath the basket, he'll try to scoop it underneath, and he is fouled. Another foul by Nemaha Central. And that one will go against Trent. Or no, not against Trent Thomas. That'll go against Cooper Kramer. That'll be his first personal second team. More free throws coming up. This will be for Paxton Bowers. Person on the way is no good. Off the left side of the rim, rolling off to the right side. With 5:54 to go in the opening quarter. No substitutions from either team here. For head coach John Thomas of Nemaha Central and head coach Nick Evans of Centralia. The second one is good for Bowers. 5-2. Pass up ahead to Thomas from Olberding. Back to Thomas, now to Hilbert from the perimeter. Pass by Kramer, deflected, stolen away by Bowers. And he will pass it to the near side to Paxton Bowers. Chance for the Panthers to take a lead here. Gets a screen from Tanking. Drills left side, and Bowers almost had it taken away, but Heineman gets it. Past the high post, Tanking. It's past the defender, floater. He'll keep it himself. And Tanking will reach in and commit the personal. Second team foul against the Panthers. 5:02 to go, first quarter. Substitution, Duke Timmel checking in. And for Nemaha Central, it'll be Rico Teresi. Thomas, the inbounder for the Thunder. Give it to Teresi. A crossover dribble drives. He's rejected out of cross-court pass, far side Tanking. Teresi almost stole that one. Three ball on the way by Tanking straight away. Good. Reese Tanking with her first 3-point. Good defense. They'll give it up. Trent Thomas with it now. One-handed pass to Teresi. He'll drive from the far side. Stop at the far side elbow. Hand it off to Hilbert. Kick it out. Thomas, three ball near side wing, and that's pure. Trent Thomas now has 6 of the team's 8 points. Thunder back in front by 1. Top of the key catch. Tanking turn response. That's blocked by Free. Nobody saw it, and a nice volleyball spike. By out of her, but it goes to Nemaha Central. Out of that pass, rolling up ahead to Teresi is out of bounds. This is sloppy basketball. Opening game for these two teams. Carter Hike gets his first minutes of the season. As mentioned, he only played in 9 games last year, but he shot 40.5% from the floor and averaged 5 points a game. What a year he had on the gridiron. 3:18 to go. Here in this opening quarter, 8-7 Nemaha Central. Bowers, top of the key. Far side to Oliver. Wraparound pass. Tim Ogwarts on free. Shot up and over him. No good. Rebound by the 6'8 junior for Nemaha Central. And he'll hand it off to Trent Thomas. Up ahead of Teresi, near side. Single legs dribble, and Bowers. Well, and it wasn't deflected. He just lost it out of bounds. Turnover. Frederico Teresi. The senior with a turnover, 2:55. Centralia a chance to get the lead back. Now to Fur. Top of the key pass, far side Bowers. Spot up a three ball over Teresi. It's good. And Paxton Bowers now has 6 to the team's 10 points. And they're back up by 2. 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Trent Thomas working on Maverick Becker. Pass to Colby Free and working from the perimeter. At 6'8", he's kind of a lanky kid, so he has that outside-in look. He flashes inside, makes the catch, and finishes with his left hand. Beautiful pass from Carter Ike, and we're tied. And a pass is thrown away by Olberding. Maverick Becker is trying to cross-court pass, a chest pass, and Olberding read it all the way. He'll get it up ahead to Treese. He has to leap high to snag that one. Chance for the Thunder to retake the lead. Cross-court pass near side. Thomas hands it off to Ike. He wants dribble. He'll give that right back. Far side wing, Free into the corner for Olberding. Jab step baseline, dribbles middle. Nice pick and roll on the little floater. That one, an offensive foul, Colby Free. It's taken by Paxton Bowers. And Free picks up his first personal foul in the 13th foul. 1:54 to go in the second quarter, or making part of the first quarter. We are tied 10-10. Cooper Kramer checking back into the ball game, in for Evan Olberding. And Abe Hilbert also back in for Teresi. So after the Bowers offensive foul, or actually the charge taken by Bowers, put it that way, looking to retake that lead and almost a travel on a pass fake. He'll give it to Otto for a near side. Gets a screen by Tanking. Uses it. Goes to his left. The top of the key gives up to Bowers. Thought about it. Now puts it on the floor. Gets a screen from Tanking. Dribbles to his right. In the paint. 50 feet away. Loses his defender, so he pulls up. Shut up. Is no good. Oh, no! Hit the rim 3 times, and it fell in. Got a finger... A shooter's roll, and it falls. Now a turnover going the other way. Shot up off the glass by Tinking, falling to his right. It is good. What a turnaround, and it is now 14-10. 4 quick points in a span of about 10 seconds. 1:05 now left to go. 14-10 Centralia. Carter Hike with it, running the point on this possession to the far side wing for Trent Thomas. Defended by Maverick Becker. Looks like a 1-3-1 defense from Centralia. Hilbert has it. From beyond the perimeter, from the near side wing. Back to Thomas. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now far side for Kramer. Slowing it down a little bit, passing nobody, as his man cut to the paint, but luckily for them, Colby Free picks it up in the backcourt after it was deflected by Centralia, so no backcourt. 36 seconds left in the quarter. 3 ball taken by Thomas. Good! It was contested by Becker, but Thomas drains it. His second 3 of the quarter. He now has 8. It's 14-13. Charlie's still up by 1. Nice lob down low to Timmel. And Abe Hilbert picks up a second personal foul, trying to come from behind. Fourth team foul as well, so double bonus. Moving forward. Only 22.1 seconds left. 2 free throws coming up for Duke Timmel. Junior coming off the bench for the Panthers. 2 for 4 is Centralia from the free throw line, as that one is pure. Oh, wait, no, actually it was not. I saw the net move. It was an air ball that hit the net, so no good that time. It's a nice smile and a laugh out of that one. One more chance to try to redeem himself here. Spins the ball, bends the knees, and now lets it go. That one is good. Kutimel, 1 for 2. That's that trip from the line. 15-13 in favor of Centralia. Chance to tie or retake the lead here. Teresi on the near side wing gets it. Defended by Bowers. Now dribble to the top of the key. Signals for Height to clear out, and he does just that. Now Thomas from inside the half circle. He'll get by his defender, Becker. Shot up off the backboard, and good. And that one is good at the buzzer. The footboard he used actually would have been good if it went, but it is not. But how about Trent Thomas? What a first quarter performance from him, as he has 11 points, and Omaha Central and Centralia are deadlocked at 15 points apiece after 1. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there, Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
We go with quarter number two. It's 15-15. 11 points for Nemaha Central's Trent Thomas. Also 8 points for Centralia's Paxton Bowers. He's wrist tanking with it for the Panthers. Give it to Bowers. He was calling for it in the corner. Shoots the three. That one no good. A little bit short. A nice rebound by Cooper Kramer. A lip pass. Thomas up ahead to Teresi. He'll lob it to Thomas from the top of the key. Now he retreats. In the game is Caleb Strothen for the first time today for Nemaha Central. He'll give it up to Teresi. Drives right side on Heidemann. Shut up off the glass. That one's too strong. No good. Rebound Becker. He'll look to push. Try to split this tie. I guess break this tie. Bowers lobbed down low for Heidemann. He's fouled from behind by Cooper Kramer. He picks up his second. Him and Nate Hilbert both with two personal fouls. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter. Again, five team fouls equals a double. Well, two free throws, what I was trying to say. Double bonus, that was also what I was trying to say. Basketball terms aren't quite flowing as we're in the first game of the season. Here's the inbound, nice look for Bowers, shot up reverse, and a nice pivot move, lays it up and in. Bowers now with 10, and it's 17-15 in favor of the Panthers. High post catch, Thomas, far side for Strothman. Pass fake against the 1-3-1 defense of Centralia. Near side wing, corner three, good for Evan Oberding. His first basket of the game. And it is now 18-17 Nemaha Central. Drive, kick, out to the corner for Centralia. And three-pointer is up and good for Reese tanking from straight away. That is his second three-pointer of the game after the pass from Tyler Jones. So it is now 20-18. Favor of the Panthers. Far side wing catch for Caleb Strothman. Bounce pass, Kramer. Near side, Teresi. He'll drive, stop at 15 feet. Lob it down low. Kramer goes up on Bowers. Shot up no good. He wanted a foul call, but that was a clean defensive move by Paxton Bowers. Outlet pass up ahead to Becker. Now gives it right back to Bowers. Lob down low. Nice splitting the defenders at the pass. Clip in one for Tyler Jones. What a beautiful pass from Paxton Bowers. Two defenders both tried to intercept it. He caught it and laid it up. And in, and one. And that is Cooper Kramer's third personal foul. Second team foul. So Abe Hilbert will check in. He also has two personal fouls. Kobe Free also checks in as well. And for Centralia, Brett Heidemann will check in for Quentin Aldifer. Jones trying to finish a three-point play here. 22-18 our score currently. Make it 23-18. His free throw is good with 6:11 to go in quarter number two. Caden Peterson also checking in. He brings it up. Gives it up to Evan Olverding. To Free. Now far side for Strothman. And Gilbert, high post catch. He'll fire a 16-footer. That one off the left side, no good. Defended by Heidemann. Rebound by Reese Tanking. And outlet to Bowers, who bring it up the far side. Now lob it over Hilbert, but it's intercepted. Heidemann couldn't get a beat on the pass. And a turnover for the Panthers. Outlet pass. Strothman traveled with it. Far side wing. Took the extra step before trying to drive. Clock stops with 5:38 to go. Panthers trying to expand their 5-point lead as head coach Nick Evans marks out a play for his point guard pass to Bowers, who bring it up. He'll call the play before he crosses that court. He now does so. Tanking from the near side wing. Screen by Heidemann. Goes to his left and uses it. Defended by Free now on the switch. Hand off to Becker. Drive and kick. Bowers thought about the three. Nice head fake. He drives. He kicks. Becker. Drive kick. Tanking three. Far side. Throw it again. His third three-pointer. And Reese Tanking now with 11 points. It's 26-18. Perimeter shooting from Centralia going strong here in this opening first half. Hypo sketch Hilbert. Thought about the 15-footer once again. He'll drive middle. Give it up to Oberding. He'll try a response. That one a little bit too strong. Rebound by Tanking off the heel. Outlet to Tyler Jones. He'll give it to Tanking. He'll try another one. Feeling lucky. A little bit too strong this time. Just barely missing. Long rebound by Matt Becker. Heidemann tries a mid-range jumper. That one a little bit too strong from 17 feet. Rebound by Reese Tanking. Going up on free shot. That's no good as well. And hauled down by Hilbert, who is fouled. It'll go the other way. A strong rebound by the senior. And that one will go against Maverick Becker. That will be his second personal. And team foul number three. No, actually, be team foul number one. The PA announcer said three. That would have been three if it was on Nemaha Central, but it was against Centralia. And it's the third team foul of the game by Centralia, though. 4:36 to go, 26-18. Centralia leading at home against Nemaha Central. And the Panthers are going to bring pressure in the back courts. Can be man-to-man here. We get it to Thomas. Defended by Aldifer. He gets past him. Nice dish to Hilbert. And they're going to say that I believe Hilbert was fouled on the floor. Or are they going to say he's going up? They're going to say he's on the floor. That's going to be against Aldifer. That's going to be his first team second. Inbound to Hilbert. High post catch. Drives left. Kick it out. Thomas, he'll try another three. He's been hot so far, and he knocks that one in. That is his third. He has 14 points. It's 26-21. 4:18 to go here in quarter number two. You got a shootout here in Centralia. Here's that wing catch for Bowers. Looking inside for Heidemann. Him and Hilbert are dueling it out. That's on our hand pass, but it's thrown away. Oberding with a steal. Trying to bring it up on a double team. Outlet pass is going to be tipped, but in the hands of Thomas. They have numbers. If they go quickly, Thomas is going to fire away another three. That one is good! Back-to-back threes by Trent Thomas. It's a two-point game. 26-24. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Pass deflected and thrown away. But it's thrown right back by Reese Tanking. Good hands by Evan Oberding. And Tanking takes it right back. Exciting first half. And it passes in for Bowers. It's thrown away out of bounds. And a chance for Nemaha Central to tie or take the lead after a 6-0 run. It was 26-18. 17 points for Trent Thomas. They'll bring it up here. Cross that floor on the far side. He's defended by Maverick Becker. Far side Oberding. Hypo sketch over. He'll fire away another 15-footer. Try again. That one's short. Not been his day so far. Rebound Centralia. Hilbert held to just 2 points. Now whistle and timeout called by Coach Evans. That will be a full timeout. Step aside for 60 seconds. Good one here in Centralia. It's 26-24. Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
26-24, Nemaha Central up by two, but a 6-0 run by... mainly just by Trent Thomas. He made 2 3-pointers in a row. He has 17 points. Panthers have the ball out of the break with 3:15 left to go here in quarter number two. Pass intended for Oliver. He was looking for it. Stolen away by Oberding. 2-on-1. And layup good for Evan Oberding. He has 5 points. And we are tied. Bowers from the far side wing brings it up. Gives up his dribble. He's in trouble. Bennett Eberle. Now dump it off. And with it now is Henry Heidemann. He's back to Bowers. Dribbles to the near side. Loose defense by Caden Peterson. He'll give it up to Heidemann. Tanking, top of the key with a catch. He'll drive to his right. Off the backboard, high off the glass. That's no good. Rebound, Kobe free for Nemaha Central. Chance for the Thunder to take the lead. 8-0 run. Outlet pass, far side to Reese. He'll go middle, almost carried it. He'll kick it out. Head fake for free. Thought about the three, now give it up to Olberding. Abe Hilbert in the game with two personal fouls for Nemaha Central. Trent Thomas is not in the game for Nemaha Central. Giving him a little bit of a breather. Looking for a backup for Therese. He's Abe Hilbert directing traffic with the basketball at the high post. He'll kick it out. Peterson to Therese. Crossover dribble. Bumped a little bit by Aldifer. No foul call. He'll give it up to Hilbert. He's at the top of the key with 2 minutes to go now. Peterson pick and roll. Deflected. Thrown away by Heidemann. Good defense. Outlet pass to Tanking, and he will lay it up, and no good. And a rebound by Peterson. Outlet to Olberding. They're looking to try to get the numbers. 2-on-1. Hilbert on the outlet pass. Lays it up and in. Over pass to Bowers. Aiden Hilbert with his second field goal of the game. He has four. It's 28-26. A 10-0 run for Nemaha Central. Drive middle by Bowers. Kicks it out. And now Becker will catch it from the far side wing and dribbles to the middle and call out the play. 90 seconds left in this first half. Bounce pass. Heidemann. Far side wing. Pass fake, gives it up to Bowers. He'll fire away a contested three over Peterson. That one is good! Big time three for passing Bowers. No momentum, hand in his face, but drills it. Either way, it's now 29-28, Centralia back in front. 1:10 now left to go. What an exciting contest this one has been. Head fake, dribble middle, pass deflected by Tanking, and off the hands of free and out of bounds. So a turnover by Nemaha Central. Couple substitutions. Trent Thomas back in the game. And Caleb Strothman is as well for Nemaha Central. And Tyler Jones checks in for Centralia. 1:02 now left to go. Inbound to Becker. And Bowers will bring it up slowly against Trent Thomas, who now has some fresh legs. Give it up to Reese Tanking. Heidemann, just to the right of the top of the circle. Cross-court pass, Jones, far side corner, Tanking. Head fake on Colby Free. To Bowers, driving on Thomas, all the way into the paint, and he is fouled. And he'll get two free throws. I think this one's going to go against Thomas. With 37.6 seconds left, and it will. That'll be his first personal. Team foul number four, so double bonus the rest of the way, but just 37.6 seconds remaining. Two free throws coming up for Bowers. He is 1-for-2 so far. That one is good. Paxton Bowers, a nice game he's had so far. 14 points for him, 8 in the first quarter, now 6 in the second. That one is good as well. Evan Olberding checking back in for the Thunder. He'll come in for Therese. Again, 37.6 seconds left. They can hold until the final possession if they like. Down by three, a chance to possibly tie it going into the break. Near side catch for Strothman. Nice pass, give and go to Hilbert. He lays it up and in on the left side. They need to get him going. It's 31-30, 23 seconds left for Centralia. Bowers brings up the near side to the wing. Cross-court pass, far side. Aldifer drives baseline. He is fouled going up. I think that one might go against Thomas as well. Got fouled pretty hard there. Thomas and Hilbert converging just like the last play. No, they're going to give it to Abe Hilbert. That's his third. So Cooper Kramer and Abe Hilbert both with three personal fouls. 15.6 seconds left. And two free throws coming up for Quentin Aldifer. His first chance to score here this evening. And it'll be Caden Peterson who will likely check in for the senior forward. That one clanks off the front end of the rim and no good for the freshman. And it will be Peterson for Hilbert. So a sticky situation with a couple of starters for John Thomas's crew. 31-30, trying to get a 2-point lead. Cannot. Chance for Nemaha Central to take the lead. Colby Free with the rebound as Aldifer goes 0-for-2. 10 seconds. Free still in the backcourt. Steps across half court. 8 seconds. Hand it off to Albert, or rather Olberding. 5 seconds. Goes to the right side. Hands off. Thomas. 3 seconds, and he's fouled. Not a bad foul, though. That is the third team foul with 2.2 seconds to go. That one goes against Aldifer. That is his second. Reed, the inbounder, again, with 2.2 seconds left. Now it would be Thomas who will inbound it. Kind of an interesting decision here. You would think that you would give him the ball, considering he's been on fire. He had 17 points for Thomas in the first half. And here's the inbound to give it to Peterson. He'll fire away the buzzer, and now we're missing everything. It might have been maybe deflected by Heidemann, but either way, 31-30 is our score going into the break with Centralia up by one. High scoring affair. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. Catch our press here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Centralia. The Panthers lead at home 31-30 against Nemaha Central. Kind of how this one unfolded. It was neck and neck pretty much the entire way in the first quarter, at least, for most of the first quarter, until Nemaha Central in the second quarter was able to really get a... Centralia started to get on a huge run. They got up to a 8-point lead, in which Nemaha Central then responded with a 10-point run, a 10-0 run, and took the lead for a little bit, and got this one close once again, 31-30, our score now at the half. We take a look at our unofficial halftime stats for this one. First for Centralia, 15 points already for Paxton Bowers, and 11 points for Reese Tanking. Paxton Bowers has a pair of triples, and Reese Tanking has three of them. Tyler Jones also has 3 points on a three-point play, and free throws, one apiece for Brett Heidemann and Duke Kimmel. And as for Nemaha Central leading the way, of course, is Trent Thomas. He's made 4 3-pointers in this one. 6 points for Abe Hilbert. Not a great first half for the big, but he started to warm up towards the end of the first half, but of course, picking up his third personal foul. Keep an eye out on that moving forward. 5 points for Evan Olberding, 2 for Colby Free, and a free throw for Caleb Strothman. So an exciting one, a close one, and a fun one with great shooting, good defense, and just a overall fun half of basketball. We'll see if that can continue. We'll come back here in just a couple of minutes. We'll have some scores from around the area, and on top of that, we'll have our keys to the second half as well. Once again, our halftime score, it's Centralia 31 and Nemaha Central 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available.
And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, halftime. Our score, Nemaha Central trailing by a one on the road, 31-30. Taking a look at a few of the halftime scores that have come in. Royal Valley leading Jackson Heights at the break, 34-27. That was a few minutes ago, so they are well into the third quarter there in Jackson Heights. Also, Holton trailing on the road. At home, 37-26 against Burlington. And then also you have a tight one between Marysville and Sabetha. It's 26-24 in that contest. Also, Atchison and Rossville. Currently a pretty close one there. Oh, no, I take that back. Sorry, I read the score wrong. 32-18 is the score in that one in favor of the Bulldogs. Also, final on the girls' side, Clifton Clyde defeating Sacred Heart 51-43. Again, that was the girls' final score. And my bad, I'm sorry, I read the score wrong again. In between Henderson and Rossville, it is the Phoenix, as Jake says, the Phoenix of 32-18 at the half. And speaking of Jake, Jake and Boz got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show Hardwood Edition coming up after the conclusion of this one. So be sure to stay tuned. But we got a dandy here in Centralia. 31-30 is our score. Let's take a look at your keys to the second half. Let's start off with Nemaha Central. I mean, it's hard to say that the perimeter shooting is sustainable, so find different ways to score and get Aiden Hilbert going and keep him out of foul trouble. And Colby Free as well. Love to get him going as well. The threes have been great, but at some point you're going to get cold and you have to be able to find offense in other ways. So So if you can be overall well-sounded in scoring in the second half, that will pay dividends in this second half. All right, so as for Centralia, Maxton Bowers, again, 15 points, 11 points for Reese Tinking. Keys to their second half, I mean, they've been pretty consistent shooting, but their defense has been lacking just a little bit. They kind of let that rally kind of deter them a little bit, or let them kind of fall into maybe a bad mental space almost, as they allowed a 10-0 run. You can't really have runs like that happen in the second half, so avoid those big runs. If you can, try to go on one of your own, because even when they got out to that lead, they got an 8-point lead, they didn't really go on a huge run to get there. They were just kind of slowly gaining a lead over time, but then all of a sudden, boom, it was gone with that 10-0 run by Nemaha Central. So play consistent, and don't allow those big runs in the second half. There is your final buzzer. Centralia brings out Reese Tanking, Paxton Bowers, as well as Brett Heideman, Quentin Aldifer, and Matt Becker. As for Nemaha Central, it'll be Colby Freed, Cooper Kramer, Abe Hilbert, Evan Oberding, and Trent Thomas. So all the starters are in for Nemaha Central, despite Kramer and Hilbert both with three personal fouls. Sure, the message from head coach John Thomas is to just play smart and not pick up that fourth foul, because then you're for sure out until at least the fourth quarter, if not maybe a little bit into the fourth quarter as well. And we're underway, Nemaha Central, with the first possession. Thomas hands it off to Evan Oberding. Pass down low to cutting Colby Free. Gets a screen from Abe Hilbert, and he lays it in from about 6 feet away. And Nemaha Central strikes first, and they retake a lead, 32-31. Now Becker calls the play. Man-to-man defense for the Thunder. Far side wing catch for Bowers. Gets a screen from Heideman, and he'll try a three, but it's blocked by Hilbert off the dribble. Kick it over to Becker. Nice head fake to get Hilbert at the air. Pull a jumper. That's no good mid-range. Loose ball. Picked up by Heideman. Now it's loose again. It went off his foot, and it's going to Nemaha Central. Great defensive possession. A score, then a stop. And John Thomas's group coming out strong. 34th year at the helm for John Thomas. What a career it has been. 11 wins away from the 500 win mark in his illustrious career. Unable to get to that mark last year. They were 10-13, but of course mentioned the sub-state championships appearance. Off a screen is Thomas. Pick and roll with Hilbert. He is bumped in one. Reese Tanking tried to draw the charge, but instead he picks up his second personal foul, and Abe Hilbert now with 8 points. They just need him to be steady Eddie here in the second half. Be consistent. Give them consistent scoring in the paint. 34-31 the score. It stays 34-31. Loose ball, and Hilbert gets the offensive rebound. Comes all the way out to the perimeter. First miss from the charity stripe today for Nemaha Central. They're 2-for-3. Step back three for Evan Oberding. Way deep, and it is good. Evan Oberding with a step back three-pointer that was about 3 feet beyond the arc. And it's 37-31, Nemaha Central's largest lead of the day. A 7-0 run right out of the gate. Mentioned Centralia can't allow that to happen. Well, they've done just that. Pass fake from Heideman to the far side corner for Paxton Bowers. Coming off the screen. Becker to make the catch. Mid-range jumper for the southpaw. That run rattles around and out for Brett Heideman. Rebound for Trent Thomas. Chance to expand their lead here. From the half circle comes to the near side. Oberding has inside Hilbert, and he's fouled. I think that's going to be a reach-in on Reese Tanking. That'll be his third. Two more free throws coming up for the big. First one on its way, and that one is no good. Off the back iron. They're going to need him to be consistent from the charity stripe this season if they want to have even more success this season. That one is no good as well. Heideman is fouled by Colby Free on the rebound. That'll be his second personal and team foul number two. Both teams with two team fouls. Oh, correction, that's actually the first team foul. Abe Hilbert will go ahead and come to the bench. Carter Hike checking in for the first time this half. Becker from the half-court semicircle. Pass inside. Heidemann working from the short corner, spin to the inside, heading in the lane. Becker gets the pass, and he's fouled. Another foul by Nemaw Central. And that one's going to go against Trent Thomas. That is his second personal foul. And now it'll be the second team foul. Free throw's coming up for Matt Becker, his first attempts here at the ballgame. They're pretty good from the free throw line as Centralia. The first one is pure. That is the first point of this half for Centralia with 5:46 to go in the third quarter, 37-32 Nemaw Central. Duke Timmel checking into the ball game. That one is no good. Dip in the air, rebound by Timmel. Puts on the floor, and that's a mistake as he loses it. And picked up by Nemaw Central on the steal. Carter Hike gives in the short corner. Bobbled it, looked up before he caught it. It was Cooper Kramer, but he gets it back. Bounce past the other side. It's going to be Evan Olberding with it, and he'll bring it to the middle. Pass far side, Carter Hike looking down low for Colby Free, who's posting up. He'll come to set a screen for him now. Uses it, pick and roll to Free, and the 6'8 junior loses it. It's thrown away by Timmel. So tit for tat on steals. Bowers brings up the near side, defended by Kramer, who has three personal fouls. Into the corner, gives it right back. Timmel top of the key. Far side wing for Altifer. Jab step, drives far side, spins to the inside, shut up, tough contested. He's fouled by Olberding. That'll be his first personal. Team foul number three. The two free throws now coming up for Quentin Altifer. He missed both of his attempts in the first half. First one on the way. That one missing everything. Hearing it from the Nemaw Central students that have traveled. And what a crowd it has been. Both sides filled to the brim. Really difficult to just finding a parking spot around the school here. Second one rattled in there. And now the Altifer now 1-for-4. His first point of his high school career. 2 points in the second half for Centralia compared to Nemaw Central's 7. It's 37-33 with 4:55 to go. Thunder up by 4. Three ball contested on the way. That one's no good by Cooper Kramer. Rebound Free. Put back. Is good off the backboard. Tough shot by Colby Free. He was about 5-6 feet away. Kind of a tough distance, but he put it home. Entry pass. Timmel had it poked away and stolen by Evan Olberding. 3-on-2 fast break. Kick far side corner. Thomas drives in the lane, layup, good! On the drive of the baseline, his first point of the half, he has 19, timeout called by Centralia, and that will be a 30-second timeout. And we will take it with them. 30-second break, it's 41-33, Nemaw Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
8-point lead for Nemaw Central out of the break with 4:30 left to play in the third quarter. 41-33 is the score to be precise. Panthers with the ball. Nemaw Central has outscored Centralia 11-2 here in this third quarter. Both of those points for Centralia have been on free throws, so no field goal makes here so far. Baxter tried to change that here, but he's fouled going up, and he'll get two free throws. No passes. Just took it all the way to the rack. Poor defense out of the break, and that is Cooper Kramer's fourth personal foul. Been a rough day for Cooper Kramer in his senior debut. He will come to the bench most likely for the rest of the third quarter at least. Teresi will come in for him. Have to wait for the official to give him the go to substitute. And they'll have to wait for Bowers to shoot this first free throw here. Paxton Bowers having a nice game, 15 points, but none here in this third quarter. First one on the way is good. He is 4-for-5 from the free throw line after that attempt. Now Teresi will check in for Kramer. 4:20 exactly left here in this third quarter. That one is good. Nice stroke. Now 41-35. Parisi brings it up for the Thunder. And now in trouble, Streets. He gives up to Hike as Olberding called out the play. He was wanting it. Kramer defended by Tanking closely. Hike drives and kicks. Three ball by Streets. Far side corner. That one's short. Rebound long by Tanking. He had it poked free, but picked up by Timmel. And he'll give it back to Quentin Altifer. Defended by Olberding. Nice behind the back dribble. Gives it up to Becker near side wing. Hands it to Bowers. That was deflected, but picked back up by Bowers. And he'll go middle. On the outside, gives it back to Tanking. High post pass to Timmel, deflected by Free. Picked it back up, it's stripped. Picked up by Tanking, shut up, good. Straight away, Reese Tanking. Trying to get him going here. What a first half he had. He had 11 points. That's the first field goal of the second half for Centralia. It's 41-37 with 3.5 to go. Timeout called now by Centralia once again. That's going to be a 30-second timeout, so let's take it with him. 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
41-37, our score, with Nemaha Central up by 4, trying to sweep the Knights after the girls' team won 40-33. 3.5 minutes still left in the third quarter, so we got a lot of basketball left to be played. But Nemaha Central has come out roaring here in this third quarter, outscoring Centralia 11-6. It was 11-2, but a couple of big time points from Reese Tanking and a couple of free throws from Paxton Bowers. Only one field goal make in the second half for Centralia. So Thunder will inbound it out of the break. Free gets it into Teresi, and he traveled with it. Chance to get some momentum for the Panthers. Trying to continue a minor 4-0 run. Inbound to Timmel, near side corner. High post catch by Becker. Back to Tanking, near side, pass inside to Timmel. Broken up by Free, and thrown away by Hike. Hike trying to push the right side. The defense parts, but he misses the layup. Loose underneath the basket, and picked up by Tanking. Big miss there. And now Altifer tries to push. In and out dribble. Drives all the way to the basket. No good. Altifer's had a tough freshman debut. Misses that one. Out of the pass up ahead by Thomas, up ahead to Olberding. Drives underneath the basket, tries to pass it, deflected. It's a free. He airballs a little 8-footer. He gets it right back, though. It's deflected underneath the basket by Evan Olberding. He'll get it back, and head coach John Thomas will call out a play. Trying to slow this thing down. There's a lot of mistakes by both teams back and forth here. To receive, top of the key, pass far side, Cutter Hike. To Cutter Olberding underneath the basket, and he is fouled on a reach-in. And I'll say it'll be on the floor, a personal foul committed by Quentin Altifer. If they're personal, he'll come to the bench, and Tyler Jones will check back in. Bree and Timmel exchanging pleasantries. Officials breaking them up, just a little bit of pushing and shoving. Here's a kick into the corner. Olberding on the inbound. No good on the three-pointer, but a foul on the rebound against Trent Thomas. That's going to be his third personal foul. And they are in the double bonus. So some free throws coming up here. It will be Maverick Becker shooting these. He's 1-for-2. Made a free throw earlier in this period. 2:34 left to go. Chance to make this a 2-point game right here. Makes both. First one for the senior guard on the way is pure. Peyton Peterson checking in for Nemaha Central and for Teresi. One more try for Becker. Now Abe Hilbert will check in. He has 3 personal fouls, so keep an eye out on that. Cooper Kramer has 4 for Nemaha Central. And now Henry Heidemann will check in for Tyler Jones. One more try for Becker. This one's on the way, and that one is left short. Rebound, Carter Hike. Keep it himself. Bauer stops him before he gives out to Olberding. He'll try a contested three. That one a little bit too strong. Rebound. Nicely hauled in by Duke Timmel. Outlet to Bowers. Full court pass up ahead. Tanking. Drives baseline. Defended by Hike. He'll give it out to Bowers. Has an open look. He'll drive and jump stop before kicking it out to Becker. He'll drive right side. Defended by Olberding. Kicks out to Bowers. Lob pass. Timmel near side. Defended by Hilbert. He'll pull up over him. That one too strong. Gets his own miss. Middle of the paint. Kicks it out. And that'll be 3 seconds in the lane called against Duke Timmel. That's a good call by the official. Not a whole lot of officials will call that. And Nemaha Central gets the ball back up by 3, 41-38, with 2:01 remaining in quarter number 3. Evan Olberding, the junior guard, brings it up for Nemaha Central. Handed off to Trent Thomas, and a foul is committed on the handoff. And that will be against Maverick Becker. That is going to be his third personal. And Abe Hilbert will inbound it near half court. Give it to Olberding. In the backcourt, up ahead to Hike. Far side corner. Pass is deflected by taking it stolen by Heidemann. And Heidemann has it deflected, but he gets it back. Here's a runner. That one's no good. Missing everything from the far side. And getting fouled, coming down with a rebound, is Caden Peterson. And that will send him to the line to shoot two. That foul will be committed, or was committed, by Duke Timmel, his second. Caden Peterson, his first crack at some points here. Nemaha Central is 2-for-4 from the free throw line. First one on the way is Pure. One more try for Caden Peterson. The junior can't get that one to go. Rebound by Centralia. That was Timmel that held that one down. Catch off a screen. The far side corner is Matt Becker. Look inside. Nothing there, and he carried it. On correction, that we're going to say that was a double dribble. Either way, turnover with 1:26 to go. 42-28. Beg your pardon. 42-38. In favor of Nemaha Central as Tyler Jones checks in for Henry Heidemann. Here's the inbound to Evan Olberding in the backcourt, defended by Paxton Bowers all the way across half court, dribbling to the near side. Big handoff, spinning to the inside, not keeping his dribble though, so he has to give it up. Colby Free, high to low, pass, and Abe Hilbert has it stripped away. Nice hands by Tyler Jones. He has 3 points on the day on an and-one. Bowers trying to feed Timmel, instead he'll give it to Becker, who comes across the paint, catches the high post. Couple dribbles. Now gets it to the low post to Timmel. Cross paint pass to Tanking. Had that shot deterred by Free. Rebound Nemaha Central. 53 seconds left. Uncontested three is pure for Caden Peterson on the far side wing. How about Caden Peterson? And it's now 45-38. Drive. Bowers is bumped and fouled. Going up, and they'll shoot two. And that one's going to go against Trent Thomas, and that is his fourth. And that is massive. He has been quiet here in this second half. He had 17 in the first half. Just two here in this third quarter. The first free throw is good for Paxton Bowers. He is 6-for-7 from the free throw line. As Carter Hike will check in for Thomas with 35.8 seconds left. It's 45-39. Second one is good. Clinton Aldifer checking in. 45-40 now our score. Nemaha Central still up by 5. Inbound to Hike. Filling up the near side. Defended by Bowers the whole way. Pass near side wing. Olberding defended by Becker. High post catch, turning and squaring for Nemaha Central is Derek Wirtz, who's in the game for the first time tonight. Pass on low for Hike is deflected, swatted out of there, and it'll stay with the Thunder. Derek Wirtz, a junior. Another one of their bigs, just a little bit shorter than Colby Free, just by a few inches. 21.3 seconds now left here in quarter number three. Inbound to the near side corner from the far side, caught by Olberding. He'll dribble to the middle. Gives up his dribble. Colby Free, catch, 15 seconds left near side. Now the top of the key. Olberding gets a screen going to his left, 10 seconds, pulls up. On the run, it's good by Evan Olberding. Nice shot. He has 10 points on the game, 5 seconds left. Bowers going to drive left side, 3 seconds. Tough shot, up and no good, but a foul. I believe that's going to be against Wirtz, and it will be. Two more free throws coming up for Paxton Bowers, who has been money from the free throw line. Again, 7 for 8, he's 4 for 4 here in this quarter. With 1.1 seconds left. First free throw on the way is short. Misses that one, unfortunately. Second one on the way. That one is good. So 5 points in the quarter, all by the charity stripe, 47-41. Here's the inbound. Height fires it away near half court. It's short, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. Again, our score, 47-41. The Thunder up by 6. Let's take a break and get to the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
Back here in Centralia, it's 47-41. We go to the fourth quarter. Is your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to upgrade your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Got an update between Atchison and Rossville. Phoenix up by 22. It's 53-31 after three quarters of play. Back here in this one, we start the fourth quarter with Centralia hitting the basketball. Paxton Bowers drives and kicks to Becker. Top of the key look. Deep three. A quick fire for Reese Tanking. That's way off the mark. Rebound pulled in by Caden Peterson. Didn't have much time to fire that one away. Not a great shot that time by Tanking. On the other end, Hike has it near side wing. Omaha Central outscored Centralia 17-10 in that third quarter. Abe Hilbert with the basketball. He has 8 points in the night, gives up to Carter Hike. Derek Wirtz in the ballgame still for the Thunder. He collects the ball top of the key. Gives it to Peterson, far side wing. Pass fake, top of the key catch Hilbert. Cooper Kramer and Trent Thomas with 4 fouls apiece for the Thunder. Neither are in the ballgame. Hike looking down low, gives it up to Wirtz instead. Nice head fake, drives. Jump stop, whistle. Oh, a travel. I don't know about that. That looked pretty clean to me. Like a pretty clean move there by Derek Wirtz, but they call it a travel. 50 seconds gone here in this final quarter. It's still 47-41. First chance, actually maybe the second chance for Centralia here in this final frame. Bowers looking to drive to his left, gets past Wirtz. Shut over. Hilbert is good. Scoops it home with his left hand. Tough finish for Bowers. His first field goal make of the half. He has 22 now. Hilbert, far side for Wirtz. Gives it up to Peterson. Top of the key on your side for Hike. High post catch. Olberding shuffled his feet. That's going to be a travel. That was a clear call on that one. And a substitution. Kobe Free will check in. And a timeout's going to be called, so we'll take it with him. 30-second break. 47-43, Omaha Central in front, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Fourth quarter, 47-43, Nemaha Central, but a nice start to this fourth quarter by the Panthers. Got a basket by Paxton Bowers. 22 points for Paxton Bowers. He leads all scorers. 19 points for Trent Thomas, but he has four fouls. They have decided to keep him on the bench. Bowers, top of the key, drives left side. Shot over free. That is good off the glass with his left hand. He has been phenomenal here tonight. He has 24. It's a two-point ball game. That's the far side corner. Peterson collects now to free. Puts on the floor from about 30 feet away from the basket. Peterson, far side wing catch. Ike head fake. Not fooling anyone there. Ike brings it to the middle of the court. Far side, Peterson with it once again. Free calling for it in the post. Now it comes up the screen for him. High post catch, Hilbert. Near side catch for Carter Ike. And now we're still in an offense. Oh, it's a travel. Looks like they might have gotten Hilbert with the offensive foul, but instead, it'll be a travel against Carter Hike, and he will come out, and into the game is Trent Thomas. He leads Nemaha Central in scoring with 19. Colby Free also having a solid performance as well. He has six with four of those coming here in this second half. 10 points for Evan Olberding. He is second on the team in scoring. Pass down low to Paxton Bowers, and Trent clears the space, and they're going to say an offensive foul on Paxton Bowers. That'll be his first. That is actually the first foul of this quarter with 5:42 to go. 47-45, Nemaha Central trying to grow their lead, which has shrunk down to two. On the handoff, Peterson, high post catch Hilbert, one dribble, low post, shot off the glass, no good, too strong. Fights for his own miss. He gets stuck on the arm and one. On the reach here by Paxton Bowers. Abe Hilbert now in double figures. He has 10. And it's now 49-45. And Duke Kimmel will check in for Brett Heidemann. 5:29 to go. Abe Hilbert with the free throw. That is his first make of the evening from the charity stripe. He's now 1-for-3, and now a turnover as Reese Hinkins steps over the line on the inbound. So 50-45, a chance for Nemaha Central to continue to grow their lead. Inbound, far side corner, Olberding thought about it, drives middle, pulls up, 14-footer contested, and it's good! How about Evan Olberding? What a night he's having, 7 points in the second half, he has 12, it's 52-45, a 5-0 run, and a quick one with 5:15 to go. Bowers goes from coast to coast. He's fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Continues to do it by himself here. And that foul will go against Evan Olberding. That'll be his second. And team foul number two. Another reminder that five team fouls per quarter gives you the double bonus. No more 1-and-1 free throws as the first one rattles out. On that miss from Paxton Bowers. Now 7-for-11 from the free throw line. That one no good as well. Rebound by Colby Free. Outlet pass. Thomas will bring it up. After a 17-point first half, he's been quiet, mainly because he's been in foul trouble. He has 19 points on the evening, though. Nice jab step drive. Funniest man, and in the lead, he scores it. That's Caden Peterson. That is his second field goal of the half end of the game. He has six. And all of those have come here in the second half. Becker trying to drive right side on Thomas. Shot up off the glass. No good rebound, Abe Hilbert. Outlet Thomas. Picks up the far side, defended by Becker. And they'll bring it middle with 4:36 to go in the game. 54-45, Nemaha Central. 7-0 run by the Thunder. Takes the hand off to Thomas. He'll keep it himself. Now Free gives up his dribble. Pass far side, Olberding. Defended heavily by Aldefer. Dribbles into a double team. Now gives up to Free. Free defended by Tanking, hands it off to Hilbert. Now a timeout can be called by Coach Thomas, and it'll use a 60-second break. We'll take it with him, 54-45, Nemaha Central, 4:15 to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
54-45 our score. Nemaw Central up by 9 with 4:15 remaining. And the Thunder have the basketball out of the break. Inbound is to Free. He'll hand it off to Thomas. He'll drive and kick. Free thought about the three. Instead, he'll put it on the floor and I'll give it up to Evan Olberding. Pass near side to Peterson, coming off a screen, lob to Hilbert, defended by a pair of Panthers. They'll kick it out of there to Free. Far side, Olberding, defended heavily. Now to Hilbert, wasting a lot of clock here. He'd love to see that if you're Nemaw Central, up by 9. Time is definitely on your side here. Pass fake by Peterson. Thomas top the key on your side wing by Colby Free. One dribble to Hilbert, high post catch, one dribble, back out. To Peterson, near side wing, top of the key, Thomas. Thomas going to drive on Becker, jump stop, shut up, contested, no good, and a whistle and a pushing foul against A. Hilbert, and that will be his fourth personal foul, and team foul number two. Trillia gets a much-needed stop, trying to eat into that nine-point deficit now. As for the Thunder, they're going for the sweep of the evening. The girls won their game 40-33. Now a foul is called on the floor, I think, by Evan Olberding, I want to say. And it will be. It'll be his third. And that'll be team foul number three as well. Tanking the inbounder. Give it to Aldifer. Pass fake to Tanking. Catch and shoot. Three-pointer straight away. No good. Off the left side, rebound Hilbert. Pass fake. Hilbert brings it up himself. He's going to drive into the paint. He'll kick it out. Open look for Peterson. Far side corner, no good. And out of bounds, last touch by, I think, Matt Becker. And he'll stay with Nemaw Central with 3:03 to go. Thomas the inbounder. Pass to far side corner. Peterson with a catch. Had it poked out from behind, but he got it back. I'll give it up to Olberding. Inside the half circle near half court. Pass fake to Hilbert in the corner. Now give it up to Free. Thought about it. Now he'll drive from the top of the key. Pull up jumper. Good. A teardrop shot. Colby Free. He has 8. And it's 56-45 with 2:42 left to go. Their largest lead of the game. Centralia had a 31-30 lead at the half. Flipping and falling is Peterson trying to get by. His defender is Aldifer. He can't get the shot to go, gets it back after the miss, and he makes his first jumper of his high school career. He has 3, and a timeout is called with 2:24 left to go in the ballgame. Again, 56-47 is our score. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And just a reminder that coming up next is our Community National Bank High School School Board Show, Jake and Bob. Now, before that, we also have our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate, and during our post-game show, we will crown our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Definitely got some good candidates from both teams here. .22 points for Paxton Bowers, if they were able to come back and win. He would certainly be a candidate for Centralia. As for the Thunder, Evan Olberding, what a second half he's had with Trent Thomas, 19 points for him. Well, Dave Hilbert, he's kind of come alive. Hasn't scored here in the fourth quarter, but 11 points for the senior All-State selection. will be able to beat the press. Oberding catches it in the front court. Dribbles to the middle of the court. Now Hilbert with it, near side wing. 2:10 left to go. Pass fake. They'll give it up to Peterson. Dribble to the near side, bounce pass to Colby Free. Free will hand it off to Oberding. They're trying to keep this away. Maybe we're playing keep away at this point of the game. Still a lot of time left. Hilbert takes a deep breath and holds on to the basketball with his right hip. He'll drive left side, and he flips and is fouled on the floor. 13 foul against Centralia. Still have one foul to give. Duke Timmel being the personal. That is his second. 1:47 now left to go. Inbound to Free off the backboard. No good. It was a good look. It was open. Couldn't make it from 6 feet out on the far side. Matt Becker with it for the Panthers. Using a lot of time here. Just called the play. Kick the far side wing to Outifer. Drive middle. Stops. Pops. Fade away. No good. Rebound Abe Hilbert. Gets strong rebound over to Timmel. Excuse me, Timmel. Beg your pardon. And Free will hand it off to Oberding. He gets bumped. Nothing called. He'll drive. And now the reverse course. And now a bounce pass to nobody. Goes in the backcourt as he's trying to get it to Thomas. But he reversed course and started heading back towards the wing. And it goes to the backcourt. And it'll be a backcourt violation with 1:14 to go. Still 56-47. Favor of Nemaha Central is Henry Heidemann checking in. Junior forward for the Panthers. Inbound will go to Outifer. Kick to Tanking in the corner. Three ball. That one halfway down. Pops out, but rebound. Becker using his vertical. But his outlet pass thrown away by Oberding. And he almost threw it away, but Hilbert comes away with it. And Hilbert sloppily brings it up himself. Drive, kick. Free's going to try a three. That one's short. Rebound by Heidemann with 55 seconds left to go. Tanking brings up the near side after the outlet pass. Crossover dribble to the middle. In the lane. Floater. And it's not going to count. It'll be no good either way, but a foul on the floor against Nemaha Central, which will be team foul number four. And that one will go against Evan Oberding. That is his fourth. So Oberding, Thomas, Kramer, and Hilbert all with four personal fouls. And Carter Heike will check into the ballgame. 47.3 seconds left. It is still 56-47. Been at the score for a couple minutes now of game time. Inbound for Trent Tanking. Sorry, for Reese Tanking, beg your pardon. Kick into the corner. Heidemann's going to try a three over Hilbert. That one's a little too strong. Rebound on it by Oberding, and he is fouled by Heidemann after the miss. Henry Heidemann with his first personal foul. He's down number four, so now both teams will be in the double bonus for the remaining 41 seconds to play. Hike the inbounder. He'll get it into Oberding. Jab step. Now he'll go to the far side in the backcourt. He's fouled by Alnifer. That is his fourth personal, and I'll send him to the line. So Evan Oberding to the free throw line. His first attempt of the game. Having a very nice performance here. 12 points for him. 5 in the first half, 7 in the second. Free throw is no good on that one. We'll be free checking back into the game, and also in for Centralia is Tyler Jones. 36.8 seconds remaining as that one is pure. And a quick three-pointer on an outlet pass out of her, and a putback no good off his miss. Rebound by Carter Heike. And a whistle and a jump ball with 26.4 seconds left. Possession arrow, Nemaha Central. Also going to remind you, coming up with our game of the week next week here on 92.1 FM KMZA, we have another non-league showdown between a Northeast Kansas League opponent, that being Oskaloosa, and a CBL opponent in Onega. That'll be right here. Starting off with the girls' game at 6 o'clock. Pre-game will begin at 5:45 on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Inbound to Trent Thomas, defended by Matt Becker. And Lahanzi is falling away. He turns it over. Desperation pass attempt. Here's a drive. Shot up no good. Trent takes charge of Thomas. Nothing called. That pass, that shot is rejected by Free. Another chance. Fadeaway jumper is good by Duke Timmel. And Duke Timmel on that shot. It's his first field goal to go. He now has 3 points. Timeout call by Nemaha Central with 10.3 seconds remaining. Makes it 57-49. And once again, we'll go ahead and keep it here. We start to wrap this one up. Again, your post-game show coming up next, brought to you by B.O. Doors Real Estate, buying or selling. Use the best in the business for recreational, agricultural, residential real estate online at theoutdoors.com. We are simulcasting this game, I've been told. Welcome those joining us on 103.9 FM KNZA. 57-49 is our score, 10.3 seconds left, Nemaha Central in control of this one, just trying to put the finishing touches on our ball game. And we'll have our post-game show, and then the scoreboard show will follow, brought to you by Community National Bank. Inbound coming up by Carter Hike and Nemaha Central. And Timmel will defend the inbound for the Panthers. Hike surveying, bounce pass deflected, and picked up by Oberding right near the baseline. I'll let to Trent Thomas, and he is fouled by Matt Becker. 4.9 seconds left. And for Becker, that is his fourth. And two free throws are coming up for Trent Thomas. First free throw on the way. That one is good. And that's 20 points on the day for Trent Thomas. 17 of those coming in the first half. He had 4 three-pointers drop, including a couple big ones in the second quarter. That propelled them to a 10-0 run and got them back in the game. His second free throw is no good. A rebound to the Panthers. Three at the buzzer is on the way. No good by Bowers, and that is it. Nemaha Central survives 58-49. Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. Once again, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Mighty Joe Friday. Tails win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30. And Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Mewaw Central sweeps the night as the boys win 58-49 over Centralia. And taking a look at how this one unfolded, it was neck and neck in the first quarter. It was 15-all. Mewaw Central then ended up slipping a little bit, but they were able to catapult themselves back into the mix with a 10-0 run thanks to a couple of big threes by Trent Thomas. To get it 31-30, Centralia had the lead at the half, but a big-time start to the third quarter for Nemaha Central. They outscored the Panthers 17-10 in the third frame, and they were able to outscore them again in the fourth quarter 11-8 and finish off the job. And it was a big thanks to Trent Thomas in the first half, 17 of his 20 points in the opening two quarters. He is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 13 points for Evan Olberding as well. A solid outing for the Nemaha Central point guard. Abe Hilbert had 11 points, not his best performance, but still able to get double-digit scoring here. And Colby Free, he had 8 points. Mentioned he's going to be a much bigger, he's going to have a much bigger role in this offense this season. He certainly proved my point here tonight with a solid outing. And then 6 points for Caden Peterson, and that rounds out the scoring for the Thunder. As for the Panthers, 24 points for Paxton Bowers. Only 2 field goals in the second half, though. He made 5 free throws in the third frame, and he had 15 points in the first half. Also, 13 points for Reese Tanking. 11 of those came in the first half. 3 points apiece for Tyler Jones, Duke Timmel, and Quentin Aldifer. Also, 2 points for Maverick Becker, and 1 free throw from Brett Heidemann. So once again, your final score was 58-49 here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Be sure to stay tuned. We got our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up next with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball.
The only source for local daily news.
I'm Brian Higgins,
along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember.